Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see as we approach the presidential election, they are now preparing an October surprise. I do believe it's going to be more than one October surprise, but I do believe one of them is to actually wait for the last moment to try to put Trump in prison. And what's very interesting is that Trump, he could still run for president. He can still serve from prison. Now, do I think he's going to be in prison for months and months? No, I do believe he'll get out on bail. But again, think about what the deep state wants to do. They want to show everyone that he's convicted. He's in prison. So this individual cannot serve. And you could see how they're trying to push this. Remember, they know they can't win this election. They know that they will not have a candidate that will be able to pull this off. Now, they're going to try, I do believe, swap out a candidate that they have now, which is Kamala Harris and Waltz. Now, if they leave them in there, they know no matter what, they are not going to win. Remember, there was an embargo on the poll numbers. They've been manipulating the poll numbers because they need the poll numbers to move up for the DNC. And I do believe when the embargo is lifted, which I do believe it's already starting to lift, you're going to see Waltz and Kamala, they're going to crash and burn in the real polls. Now, of course, the fake news, they'll probably be instructed to continually tell everyone that, oh, no, no, that it's a very, very close race, just like we saw back in 2016 when it really wasn't, when Trump was running against Hillary Clinton. So I do believe that's going to be one of their October surprises. I do believe the other October surprise might be a change of batter, bringing in someone else. And another October surprise probably be the cyber attack, where they're going to try to delay or manipulate the elections and blame the cheating of the elections because Trump won the elections on Trump and a foreign entity. Remember, they're going back to their playbook that they used in 2016 when they said Russia helped Trump win the election. So I do believe they're probably going to be using the same exact playbook that they used back then, but this time they're going to actually use a cyber attack. And moving forward, they're going to try to get the Trump supporters very, very angry. They're going to try to stir up a civil war, and they're going to call it an insurrection. And Jamie Raskin already let the cat out of the bag, letting everyone know that they're going to try to use the 14th Amendment on him again, so he can't serve. And this is how they're going to try to stop him, even though he has won. So I think their tactic this time around is, yes, try to cheat, but I think they know they can't. Their tactic is going to try to get rid of him after he wins the election. Now, once again, they will try everything to try to stop him from winning in the election or actually be in the election. But I think they know that this is going to be very, very difficult. I think this time their tactic is to stay in control and prevent him from being inaugurated. And I think they're going to try to use the Civil War. They're going to call it an insurrection. They're going to try to use the 14th Amendment. They'll delay everything as long as they possibly can. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have a couple of surprises for the deep state players. And this is going to counter everything that they're going to try to do. We'll be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, we could see with Biden right now, all of a sudden, Obama is being brought into the picture because Biden has said he is not aware that his son sought Obama administration help for Burisma. So right there, all of a sudden, Obama, his administration, himself, they're now being brought into the fold because I do believe that everything points to Obama. Obama knew about this from the very, very beginning, and he did nothing to stop it. So at this point, it looks like Obama is being brought into the picture, and his administration is being brought in with everything that Joe Biden has done while he was vice president. Because remember, he set up all the shell companies. He was dealing with foreign countries. Hunter Biden was involved in this. He went to the Obama administration to ask for assistance with this. So you can see that Obama must have known this because who was the president? Oh, that's right. He was. So remember, going back in time, remember when Obama continually said, hey, my administration was scandal-free. Does it look like it's scandal-free? No. And we're going to see a lot more scandals, and it's going to get worse and worse for Obama and all the players. And I do believe this is what Trump and the Patriots actually want. He wants everyone to see that, look, they continually lie to you. They tell you that, look, my administration, I'm talking about Obama now, is scandal-free. Look at all the scandals, and it leads to who? Obama. Everything is going to lead to Obama. And you could see who's controlling Kamala. Obama. So that's why it's Obamala. He is controlling her completely. He needed to get Biden completely out of the picture. I wonder if he's still going to try to get him way out of the picture where Kamala takes control of the entire government, because Biden is still a problem there. Even though it looks like he's working with them, he really isn't. And we can see that every policy that they put into place, it is now backfiring on them. When you look at the border, this is not working out well for Kamala. Remember, Kamala and Biden, they were following Obama's policies. He was pushing it through them. So these individuals, they were just vessels that he was using. He doesn't care about their reputation. He doesn't care if there's backlash with their policies, because again, he's clean. And I do believe they're probably going to have to bring someone else that is clean where they don't have this baggage, because Kamala and Biden, since they've been pushing the 16-year plan through them, they hold all this baggage. So I do believe Obama, he needs someone that doesn't have this baggage. And remember, his entire mission, his agenda is to make it look like he's not involved in any of this. Michelle's entire mission is to look like she's not involved in any of this, that she has no interest in politics. This is how you run a scam. And this is what they've been running for a very, very long time. If you go back in time, you can see that Obama always stays on the outside. He always makes it look like he's the perfect guy. This is how he runs his scam. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're going to be bringing them front and center. But when you look at the border, you can see the border is a complete and utter mess. And right now we see the House Judiciary, they are looking into the illegals, Kamala, and DHS. This is what they put out on X. The case of the illegal alien with a machete outside the U.S. Capitol. Meet Jose Leonardo Marquez, an illegal alien from Venezuela who crossed Kamala Harris's world-famous open border into the country illegally. He was released by DHS after just one day into the interior. Marquez was later arrested on U.S. Capitol grounds with a machete. Border czar Kamala Harris has failed far-left open borders agenda, jeopardized the safety and security of every American. And yes, they have. And it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. And the people of this country, they realize it. Think about it. If you're going to wake up the people, if you're going to make the people see the truth, allow the deep state to do what they do best. Push the 16-year plan. Let Obama push it through Biden. Let Obama push it through Kamala. Let them be the scapegoat. Let them take all the heat. Then Obama can bring in the person that he wants, where this person has no baggage, which I do believe will probably be himself or Michelle Obama. Maybe Hillary Clinton will tag along. But again, they weren't really involved in all of this. Obama was able to push his plan through these scapegoats. Now he can change it up. And I do believe as we approach the DNC, we might see some changes here. It might happen during the DNC. Maybe they postpone the DNC, or maybe it'll have to happen after the DNC. But you can see what the deep state players are doing. They are now pushing the next plandemic. They got bird flu. They got monkeypox. They're trying everything. And remember, it doesn't really have to be a real virus, because they love using invisible enemies. A virus is invisible. You can tell everyone that things are happening when there really aren't. And most likely they have vaccines already. So you could put numbers up there. You could tell people, look, people are getting it. Oh, it's terrible. And people most likely will believe, except this time around, it's going to be a little bit more difficult, because I do believe people are now hardened from COVID because they know they've been lied to. A cyber attack is invisible. You can make it seem like the country's been cyber attacked. All you got to do is shut down a couple of towns with their power generation, hit some water infiltration systems, and you can make it seem like that it's much, much bigger than it really is. It's very, very easy to do when you have an invisible enemy. And that's what they've been using. But I do believe in the end it's going to fail. But we'll be talking about monkeypox a little bit later. But first, we could see that Zelensky right now, he approved the operation to blow up the Russian gas Nord Stream pipeline. Now, of course, the deep state players, they're trying to protect themselves, saying the CIA learned of his plan. The CIA was trying to stop him. No, Biden, the CIA, they were all on board with this. And we can see that they were pushing this from the very, very beginning. Now, once again, you have to remember, as the deep state players bring us to war, which I do believe they are doing step by step, you're going to see this really start to build up as we get closer to the presidential election. You can see it already, that it's already building up. And I do believe that this is going to be the last part of Trump the Patriot's plan to wake the people up. A failing economy, which is going to affect Republicans, Democrats, independents, doesn't make a difference. When you lose your job and you can't make ends meet, all of a sudden reality hits home. When you have a nuclear war approaching, reality hits home. Doesn't matter if you're Republican, independent, Democrat. It makes no difference. So I do believe this is going to wake up people like we've never, ever seen before. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is there's a lot of rumors now out there about the plane that went down in Brazil, where there were something like seven doctors on the plane. And it looks like these doctors, they were on their way to actually show the world that the vaccines, they were actually the cause of this cancer that we're seeing today, that it actually took what you had and made you have cancer or other illnesses that you would have never had, maybe much, much later in life. So it looks like it accelerated or created these illnesses. Now, there's other rumors out there letting everyone believe that these people might have had the cure for cancer. Now, I do believe the cure has always been out there. That's ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. Again, cancer is a virus, and all the other pandemic things that they throw us, those are viruses. And I do believe that they don't want anyone to know that these drugs can help with cancer. And this is why they've been keeping it from the people. Because think about it. How can you have another pandemic if ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine fights viruses? You can't. And remember, think about how big the cancer business is today. Think about all the equipment. Think about all the doctors, oncologists. Think about all the drugs. Think about how much the pharmaceutical companies are making. Remember, they don't want to cure something. They just want people to keep paying for the treatment. That's how they make their money. They don't make the money on the cures. But Lisa May put this out on X, and she's referring to a couple of drops, which are very, very interesting. And she put 7-10. So the first post, it says, 7 of 10 plane crashes are targeted kills. How many top medical researchers have found dead in the past 5 years? When does Big Pharma make money? How long will we have to wait for cures of cancer and other sicknesses? I do believe we're going to find out very, very soon that these drugs do help with many, many illnesses. And I do believe the clock is now ticking down for Big Pharma. And I do believe as soon as this is brought out into the open, people are going to be absolutely shocked. Now, once again, we can see the deep state players. They are now moving forward with their plan to do what? Their plan is to cheat in the elections, to try to use mail-in ballots, to keep Kamala hidden, to stop the debates. Because again, go back to COVID. When you look at COVID, what were they able to do? They were able to control their candidate. Raw's Alerts put this out on X and says, Mpox, they're not even calling it monkeypox because Mpox seems a lot better. Monkeypox seems kind of funny. And it was associated with the gay population because they're the ones who had monkeypox. So now they changed the word to Mpox, I guess, to make it look scarier. And now they're saying it was detected in wastewater of two different districts in California. Currently, officials are investigating wastewater from two separate districts in San Francisco, and it has detected the presence of Mpox now. Now, once again, why couldn't they get monkeypox off the ground during COVID? Remember, they tried. Why couldn't they do this? Well, Liz Churchill explains. Do you know what ended monkeypox last time? Rochelle Walensky admitted that the gay individuals have infected children with monkeypox. The state mainstream media didn't have an answer for the strange fact. Then the pandemic quickly disappeared. Absolutely. So now they're changing the name. They're calling it Mpox. And I do believe they're going to try to use this, maybe another virus, to try to cheat in the election. They're pushing everything right now. So what are we going to see as we move closer and closer to the presidential election? We're going to see the economy fall apart. Again, they're going to lie to the people and say the economy's fine. Why? Because they want that lie, because in the end, they want to use a cyber attack to explain why the economy fell apart. Plus, they want to use the cyber attack to try to delay or stop the election or tell everyone that the elections were manipulated. They're going to try to use the pandemic at the same time. Why? They're going to try to cheat in the election by using the mail-ins. Now, remember, they need someone who is at least halfway decent to get the votes, then to add in the mail-in ballots. And one of their tactics is to try to get people not to vote. Oh, don't vote in the system because it's a cheating system. Oh, don't vote in the system because it doesn't work. See, this is a huge trick, because when people don't vote, and let's say the people aren't voting for Trump, that allows them to remove those votes and fill them in with ballots. They can actually use your name and fill it in with ballots and pump up the other candidate. So this is a major, major trick. So everyone always needs to vote no matter what. Because again, if there we have enough people, which I do believe we do, because Trump has been telling us that he has about 75% of the country, we're going to make it too big to rig. This puts a lot of pressure on them to cheat in the election. And look what they have to do just to try to win this election. See, if they were in control, if they had complete and utter control over this election, they wouldn't need a virus. They wouldn't need the cyber attack. They wouldn't need war. They wouldn't need to continually change out their people. That means they're weak. That means they don't have control. That means they know that Trump has the people. Because if Trump didn't have the people, he wouldn't have to do any of this. So that tells you everything you need to know. And when you look at Robert Kennedy right now, he's doing some very, very interesting things. The Conservative Treehouse put this out and said, this story, this news story that originated in the Washington Post, that Robert Kennedy is offering to endorse Kamala in exchange for a cabinet position. So this context is always a presentation with the intent to undermine Trump. Now, please keep in mind, this story is cited directly to RFK Jr. and contains quotes from him. This is not a story from an anonymous source or sources familiar with the events. This is a story directly from the horse's mouth. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants the information within the story made public. Remember that. It sounds like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is trying to present a pressure point to entice Trump to pull him closer. In other words, the CIA is concerned that Trump did not initially take the RFK Jr. bait, and now they're going to run a public campaign to position their operative. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. most likely is an intelligence asset, and it looks like they're trying to set this up. Remember going back when we had the RNC and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Was meeting with him, and he was talking about getting a position in his cabinet. I do believe they're trying to insert him. Now, moving towards Kamala, you can see they're trying to use this and trying to get Trump to take him on. I do believe they want him inside. And again, we shouldn't be trusting any of these individuals. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that Waltz is refusing to have the debates that J.D. Vance wants. So Jake Sherman put this out and said, Team Harris says three debates, two presidential, one VP. And J.D. Vance, he's saying Tim Walz refuses to deploy. Why just one debate with Walz? Why not multiple ones? Don't you find that very, very interesting? And I'm wondering if Kamala or Walz, I wonder if they're going to make any of the debates, maybe one. But again, it most likely if they make the one, it will be a complete and utter disaster. But as we know, the DNC is approaching. She is not the nominee yet until the DNC says she is the nominee. Trump, he put this out and said, Kamala Harris wants nothing to do with Crooked Joe Biden. They're throwing him out on the Monday night stage known as Death Valley. He now hates Obama and Crazy Nancy more than he hates me. He is an angry man, as he should be. They stole the presidency from him. It was a coup. So I wonder what Joe Biden is going to do during the DNC. Think about it. You're going to have the Clintons. You're going to have Obamas. You're going to have Biden. You're going to have Kamala Harris. All of these people are going to be in one place, which is very, very interesting. And remember, we have monkeypox now. That is now building up. The narrative is building up. And I wonder if they're going to say that, hey, by the way, it's getting really bad. Monkeypox is spreading. Maybe we should delay the DNC. But we'll have to see how that plays out, because what's very interesting is Peggy Dodson put this out on X and said, hey, everyone, just a quick check-in. I haven't received anything yet, RE, what's happening with the DNC, and I'm a credentialed media. By now, we should have received the list of speakers, but nothing. Just odd. Maybe they'll wait until the day before. I did get a party invite. So for some reason, people aren't getting certain information, which means is something about to happen. Clandestine put this out and said, just spitballing here. But theoretically, if a virus popped up in the U.S. right about now and sparked a pandemic, the Dems would be able to, what, cancel the debates, keep Kamala Waltz in the basement, send out mass mail-in ballots, steal or try to steal the election, and maybe postpone the DNC. That is very, very interesting. We'll have to see how this all plays out, but you can see this is what they're definitely trying to do. Now, what's very interesting, we know that Judge Mershon, he wants to imprison Trump. This is all part of their plan. They delayed everything. They want it very, very close to the presidential election, most likely around September, October, but we know the date is September. And I wouldn't be surprised if they actually throw Trump in prison. Julie Kelly put this out and said, Trump's lawyer officially asked Juan Mershon to vacate September 18th sentencing date based on pending presidential immunity questions in the case. Counsel notes that the proceedings in Jack Smith J6 case in D.C. have been slowed due to DOJ's unclear approach after SCOTUS ruling. It is insane that Mershon thinks he can write a legally sound opinion denying presidential immunity without input from the federal officials quicker than Jack Smith and DOJ. Further, Mershon knows when he denies immunity relief, his order is immediately appealable, which I think he already knows that, but I do believe what they want is they want that shock. Oh, look, we put Trump in prison. And I do believe this is probably one of their October surprises where they're going to try to convince the people of this country that since Trump is in prison, there's no need to vote for him. But again, I do believe this is going to completely and utterly backfire on them, just like when they took the mugshot of Trump. Did that help or hurt Trump? That helped him. If or when they throw Trump in prison, I don't believe he's going to be spending, you know, months in prison. I do believe he'll get out. They'll appeal it. And Trump will use this to his advantage. Remember, everything that they're doing is completely unconstitutional. It's unlawful. They're not following the rule of law. And what people are very concerned about is Trump calling Kamala names. Remember, this is an information war. Let's talk about our health. It turns out the key to losing weight and keeping it off is not carbs or fat or even probiotic-rich foods. No, the end game of having healthy weight as well as more energy and long, healthy life comes down to a specific switch you can flip in your body to flush out unnecessary calories. Dr. Stephen Gundry is calling this caloric bypass. And by activating this specific process in your body, he has seen thousands, yes, thousands of people dramatically improve their health even at age 50 and beyond. This includes losing weight, getting tons more energy, and returning to the good health they had in their youth once they simply addressed this one key to better health. Not only that, this is actually associated with improved digestion, strong feeling joints and muscles, smoother skin, and healthier lives, meaning it could be the key to a happy life. Dr. Stephen Gundry has lost 70 pounds himself using his research and has kept the weight off for over 20 years and counting. His digestive issues are gone, his health is fantastic, and he feels younger and healthier today than he did in his 40s. His video has been watched by over 20 million people to date, and you can watch and learn about it at thehealthyfat.com/X22. It's linked at the bottom of the video, but he'll teach you exactly how he has kept his weight off for free at thehealthyfat.com/X22. So just click on the link in the description below the video. And remember, the people that are saying, hey, he shouldn't be saying this. Oh, he shouldn't be saying that. Where's that really coming from? It's coming from the deep state players. It's coming from the fake news. So let's put this all in perspective. Let's go back in time. Let's see. They tried to impeach him twice. They used the Russia, which is fake. They used the Steele dossier. They used the Alpha Bank hoax. This is all fake stuff. They cheated in the 20 election by releasing a virus. They blocked Trump from telling everyone they can use hydroxychloroquine to solve the problem. They basically lied about the Hunter Biden laptop to manipulate the election, cheat in the election, overthrow the United States government. Then they decided to indict Trump four times with many other cases, and like E. Jean Carroll, she can't remember the date or time or anything about when the event happened, and she pretty much lied on the stand that the judge was all on their side. Then we had Trump with his business in New York with Letitia James, and there was no case. The bank was happy. Everyone was happy, but they pressed charges. They have the hush money case, which we see happening right now with Bragg. So let's think about this. They're doing this all to Trump. They tried to assassinate him, but everyone's worried about Trump calling Kamala names. Remember, this is an information war. Trump is showing the people who these people really are. And by calling them names, it brings attention to them. By calling them names, it shows what losers look like. And think about who's telling you not to do this. Think about all the things that they did to him. And they're worried about him calling these people names? Charlie Kirk put this out, and this is coming from Trump. Quote, "They're trying to throw me, a former president, in prison, and you're asking me about personal attacks of Kamala Harris?" End quote. Absolutely. It's absolutely ridiculous. And remember, this is the deep state. The deep state is the United States Secret Service. The deep state is the DOJ. The deep state is the FBI. The deep state is the fake news, including Fox. I know a lot of people don't think that, but it is. It's including Fox. It's corporations. It's Hollywood. That is the deep state. And what's very interesting is that Trump, when he visited North Carolina, a woman Secret Service special agent abandoned her post to breastfeed with no permission, warning to the event site agent. So let's see. We have this individual. She decided to go ahead and breastfeed on her own. She made this decision after Trump was just assassinated. This should tell you everything you need to know. Let's just take this. You know, when people say, well, she has to breastfeed. She has a child. Well, maybe you shouldn't be in this position. Let's just turn this around. Let's say this woman was a heart surgeon and she was in the middle of an operation. And this woman said in the middle of the operation, holy crap, you know what? I have to breastfeed right now. Would you be okay if this woman stopped and went out and breastfed her child while your body, your chest was open and she was performing heart surgery? Absolutely not. This is completely unacceptable. This is what happens when you have DEI people in there. These people are not right for the position, especially when there was just an attempted assassination. Has everyone forgot? I think the fake news would like everyone to forget. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Palm Beach right now, the mayor of Palm Beach, she is trying to close down Mar-a-Lago. Why? Because the roads are blocked. And if you look at the section of roads, it's in front of Mar-a-Lago. Yes, it extends a little further out there. But again, there was an attempted assassination on Trump. And these people are worried about what? Oh, I can't have my housekeeper coming to my house. Oh, you know what? It takes me 5 minutes longer to go to the other bridge. Actually, a lot of the members, they're able to pass through this area because they are residents there and they show that they're residents and they can move in and out of this area. And I do believe the Secret Service probably will extend this. But again, think about what is happening right now. They're not trying to blame it on the roads. They just want Mar-a-Lago, the club, closed because the season is starting. I do believe it starts coming this November. And there's going to be a lot of people there. Now, they're calling these members strangers. They're not strangers. They were vetted. They joined the club. And now when people come into the club, the Secret Service, they check everyone. So this is the people's club. And they're worried about, hey, we might not be able to get, you know, our maids in. We might not be able to get our servants in. It takes us 5 to 10 minutes longer to get out. Now, let's just think about this for a second. Let's say they win the argument. They open the roads and everyone can travel freely. And when an individual drives up in a truck, parks it outside Mar-a-Lago and it explodes, who's responsible for that? Oh, it's the town and all these people that complained, right? Because they wanted open roads, because they wanted their maids to come in to clean their houses. They didn't want to travel an extra 5 minutes. So now we have an explosion that blew up Mar-a-Lago and all the surrounding homes, and it could be one of their homes. Think about that for a second. But think about why they're really doing this. Again, it's the deep state players. They're trying to put a lot of pressure on Trump. They actually would like Mar-a-Lago completely and utterly closed down. But you have to remember, we need to go back to United States Secret Service Code 18 U.S. Section 3056. And think about when this incident happened. It happened when? July 13th? Okay, let me read this section. This is Section 7. Major presidential and vice presidential candidates and within 100 days of the general presidential election, the spouses of such candidates As used in this paragraph, the term major presidential and vice presidential candidates means those individuals identified as such by the Secretary of Homeland Security after consultation with an advisory committee consisting of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, the Minority Leader of the House of Representatives, the Majority and Minority Leaders of the Senate, and one additional member selected by the other members of the committee. The committee shall not be subjected to Chapter 10 of Title V. So any major presidential and vice presidential candidate within 100 days of the presidential election gets protection, especially when there was an assassination attempt. Now, if you go back to July 13th, right there, it's 115 days to the presidential election. So the Secret Service has the authority to shut down the roads to keep everyone safe. And when you look at the map, yes, there are two bridges that allows access onto the island. And yes, it might be a little bit difficult for the people, but think about that scenario. If they win, which I don't believe they will, if they win and they open up the roads so they can get to the supermarket, so they can get their maids to come in to clean their houses, and if there is a major event that occurs and it blows up that entire street, who's to blame? I think we all know the answer to that, and I think this is why the Secret Service has the authority to keep it shut down. And since we're talking about the attempted assassination, DC Drano put this out and it says, was Trump's assassin openly carrying an AR-15 on the perimeter of the Butler rally? So there is a picture of this individual. It looks like it might be a weapon. It could be a shadow. But again, we have to remember that this was a complete and utter op. And this op was driven by the intelligence clowns. And you can see the cover story is the Secret Service wasn't in communication. The Secret Service didn't know what they were doing. You see, this is how you cover up for an op. You make it look like it was just accidents that just continually happened. So this way, no one is to blame. But what we really need to do is we need to get to the meat and potatoes of the text messages, of the emails, and their private email systems, and their private texts. We need to gather all that information. And that might be happening because we could see that something has changed with the Supreme Court, which we'll be talking about in just a sec. But the other thing that's very interesting is that the United States Secret Service countersnipers did not stop the assassin. Who did? The Butler SWAT team did. And the FBI quickly and quietly released the body for cremation. So wait a minute. They released the body to be cremated? This is an open investigation. Why would you destroy the body? Well, you only do that if you're trying to destroy evidence. And that's what they're trying to destroy. They don't want anyone to see the body. They don't want anyone to examine the body. And that's why the FBI quietly did this. You would never, ever do this in a real investigation. This should tell you everything you need to know. And once again, we need to get to the bottom of all this. And we need to find out who actually orchestrated this. And I do believe eventually that will happen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, remember we're going back in time when the Secret Service says there's going to be no more rallies and Trump's not going to do any more outside rallies. What did Trump come out and say? Oh, absolutely, there's going to be rallies. So basically, he countered what the Secret Service is saying, because remember, this entire agenda, the narrative that they're trying to create is to make it seem like Trump is afraid. And Trump just countered them by saying, no, I'm doing outdoor rallies. Now, the Secret Service is saying they're going to be using bulletproof glass just like Obama. Once again, I do believe if they're going to do this, they want people to think that Trump is afraid. Now, Trump, he might say, you know something, I'm doing outdoor rallies. I don't need the glass. I'm not doing this because I'm not afraid. I am your general. I am your commander in chief. I am your president. And I will stand in front and lead the people to take back this country. So let's see what happens. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that a pro-Palestinian group is taking credit for hacking Trump and Elon Musk interview on X. Now, once again, it's very interesting that they're using a pro-Palestinian group, which is then most likely hooked to Iran, which, again, might be hooked to Hamas and Hezbollah. Why are they building this up? Because who is going to be cyber attacking this country during the elections? I do believe this is probably going to lead to Iran, maybe North Korea, Russia, all involved, but they're going to try to pick one group out. Now, it most likely might be Hamas. It might be a pro-Palestinian group. It might be all of these combined. But again, you can see how they're building this up, and they're going to continually build this up because they want everyone to believe that a foreign government, by cyber attacking, they were able to manipulate the elections and flip it and make Trump win. So you could see what their plan is here. And again, this all goes back to the Great Reset, the Green New Scam also, because again, the cyber attack, what does what? Destroys the financial institutions. It covers for the economy imploding. It also brings us to war. It also brings us to civil war. It also brings to what us to where the deep state wants us to go. And that is what? An insurrection. That's what they're going to try to do. And they're going to try to use the 14th Amendment. But the other thing that's very interesting, and Storm has arrived, put this out on X, when Trump was giving a speech at Bedminster, New Jersey, he said something that's very, very interesting. He said, and this is what Storm has arrived put out, did President Trump just insinuate that they are going to release something on Kamala at the right time? People don't know who she is. And when they find out, I think you're going to see something. Is this going to be an October surprise? Is this going to be a surprise in September? And is there going to be a different surprise in October? So that's going to be very, very interesting. And I am very, very curious to see what Trump is going to release. Because again, you have to remember, Trump knows everything about these people. He was in the White House. He declassified everything. He saw all the classified information. Remember, when they came in, they never expected Hillary Clinton to lose. They didn't have time to clean everything up. They thought Hillary Clinton was going to come in and there was no reason to clean anything up. Trump came in and he was able to see every single thing that they have done, every treasonous crime that they have committed. And this will be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the deep state players. They've been trying to manipulate the polls, trying to build up Kamala Harris as best they possibly can. But that is now all failing. And when you look at the past and what they actually discussed before in the fake news, you can see that it's all fake. It's all an illusion. Patriots Are Control on X put this out and said, not even a month between these polls are fake. The PSYOP is real. July 17th, 2024, Kamala Harris suffers major polling blow. Newsweek, August 15th, 2024, Kamala Harris leads Trump in six national polls in one day. Does anyone really believe this? Wait a minute. She was doing terribly before. She had no poll numbers. And now all of a sudden, just because they're making her the presidential campaign, she's doing better in polls. What's changed with her? Oh, that's right. Nothing. Now, her policies changed. Oh, wait, she has no policies. What's really changed? Absolutely nothing. And this is why they had the embargo on the polls. They were instructed to do this. Mark Mitchell from Rasmussen Reports put this out on X and said, are Democrat operatives lobbying poll firms to hold numbers as long as possible? I think it's a valid question based on what we're seeing. Absolutely. Then Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, on RC politics, number of state polls in the first 13 days of August, 28. Number of state polls in the last 13 days of July, 73. That tells you everything you need to know. Kanako the Great put this out and said, this poll has VP Harris plus 4, but wait, unweighted Democrats plus 21, weighted Democrats plus 5. I've seen similar margins in the last three polls that I've checked. How is this serious? It's called manipulation. Who put out these polls? Political polls. It has Harris at 52%, Trump at 48%. They're manipulating the polls. This is how they do it. And once again, they have to do this. Why? Because the DNC is coming up. They need her to be the nominee. They need everyone to think that she's the best thing since sliced bread. Because again, she's still not the nominee. Even though they had the virtual roll call, it's not completed yet. And what's going to happen is she's going to drop in the polls like we've never seen before. Afterwards, remember, the deep state players, they have their internal polls. Trump has his internal polls. He knows exactly what's going on. It's not all these fake, ridiculous polls that you're seeing out there today. Actually, if you want to look at real polls, look at Rasmussen Reports or the People's Pundit. They have the poll numbers. They are honest with their statistical numbers. All these other ones from ABC, Fox, CBS, and all the rest, they're all garbage. They just manipulate them, just like Kanako the Great told you. Unweighted Democrats plus 21, weighted Democrats plus 5. They manipulate the numbers to make you think something's happening when it really isn't. Just go back to 2016. What did they do then? They told you that Hillary Clinton, oh, 70%, Trump's down 30%. He'll never catch up. Who won the election? Oh, that's right, Trump did. Now, we know that the illegals, we know that the deep state players, they want them to vote in the election. And very interestingly, out in Alabama, they found out that the illegals are registered to vote. Now, I thought that was a conspiracy theory. I guess it's not anymore. DC Drano put this out and said, Alabama Secretary of State finds thousands of illegal aliens registered to vote. But I thought the media said this wasn't happening. If thousands of illegals are registered to vote in deep red Alabama, just imagine how many are registered in California, New York, Illinois, and many other states. Think about that for a second. And you could see what they're planning to do. But again, I do believe it's not going to work. They're not going to have the ability to actually cheat the way they did. They're going to push everything to cheat. They're going to use the pandemic. They're going to use everything. But I do believe their main tactic right now is to delay the election, to make it seem like Trump cheated in the election and try to start a civil war and make it seem like Trump is creating an insurrection in this country to use the 14th Amendment. And I do believe this is what they're preparing to do. Now, remember, Trump, the Patriots, they know this. They know that this is what they're planning. But again, it brings their foot soldiers into the cities, brings them out from the shadows, and it allows the Patriots to actually round them up very, very easily. Because remember, it's not going to be the MAGA Trump supporters out on the streets. It's going to be their people. So once again, we can see that this is what they're trying to do. And very interestingly, which we mentioned on a previous report, that hackers, they have stolen Social Security numbers of every American from the national public data. So this is about 2.9 billion Social Security records. What are they going to use the Social Security numbers for? Are they going to use this to actually allow the illegals to vote, to register? Maybe, maybe not. But once again, there's a reason they do this. It's not by accident. It was planned. So think about it. We're seeing all these cyber attacks. We're seeing the cyber attacks on water filtration systems. We're seeing cyber attacks on the financial institutions. We're seeing cyber attacks in different towns and hospitals, on car dealerships. Now we have an attack where these individuals got all the Social Security numbers. Scott Adams says, but our elections are invulnerable. Really think about that. You think they're building up a narrative right now so they can say, hey, by the way, we tried to protect the elections, but look, we know there's vulnerabilities. We know that there are vulnerabilities because of what has happened out in Vegas where they tested the systems, but we just didn't have time to actually repair the systems. So we had the elections, and basically they were able to find these vulnerabilities, and Trump cheated in the election with the help of a foreign entity. So we really can't count this election. You can see this is exactly where they're headed. But what's very interesting is that the Supreme Court, they made a very interesting ruling. And George put this out and says the following. The Georgia Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the private contractors working for the government are also subject to a public records request. This means citizens can now obtain evidence from companies involved in elections like Dominion voting machines. The court concluded in its ruling that a request for public records related to a private contractor service to a public agencies can be served upon non-agency custodians of the relevant public records, including the private contractors if he or she is the custodian of the records sought, and the courts of appeals erred in concluding otherwise. To clarify, the case was spawned from a man who, in 2022, sought records from a college contractor but was denied by the Fulton County Superior Court and Georgia Court of Appeals. It wasn't election related, but I couldn't help but confirm with Georgia Patriots, who told me this is huge news in their fight to secure the 2024 election and get accountability for the stolen 2020 election. By the way, it's not just Dominion. Runbuck Election Services also does a lot of work in Georgia. They contract with Fulton and other counties to print and sort ballots. If anything goes wrong in November's election, we now have a foolproof way to get the truth before they delete everything. This is one of the most significant rulings in the recent history. And think about it. This goes far beyond the elections. Any contractor that the government hires, think about that for a second. Before, they were able to hide all of this. Now, it's going to be very, very difficult, which means Trump and the Patriots have an upper hand, which means Trump Patriots can use this against the deep state players. And every step of the way, you can see that the deep state players, they're having a very difficult time trying to pull off the crimes like they did before. And I do believe we're going to see different surprises by the Patriots as we approach the election in November. And I do believe we're going to see information that is going to be brought out against Kamala. I do believe when or if they try to change the batter, which I do believe they're going to have to. I mean, if they keep Kamala in there, that would be fantastic. That means they're just going to let Trump win the election. That means that they're really not going to try to cheat. They'll try a little bit, but they won't be able to do it. And Trump's going to win by a landslide. But of course, what they're going to do is they're going to try to say that, hey, the system was cyber attacked. Once again, there was a foreign entity that helped you win the election or manipulated the election results. And we can't trust these election results, which means most likely the states, the country will then move to paper to actually have the elections. If they bring in the change of batter and they try to make a go of the cheating with the mail-in ballots, with the pandemic and everything else, and they can't pull it off, they're going to use the cyber attack no matter what. No matter which way they go, they're still going to end up trying to convince everyone that the elections were manipulated by Trump, because there's no way that they can win. And we can see this is the outcome of no matter which way they go. So we'll have to see how this plays out. But again, Trump and the Patriots, they have surprises of their own, because when they go down this path, it leads them into the place where Trump and the Patriots can round all these people up, can use paper ballots, can use one-day voting, can use voter ID, and actually show the deep state that, look, I won with all the people. It's a landslide. And I do believe at that point, the deep state, what they'll do? They'll push the chaos. They'll push their foot soldiers out into the streets. That's surprise number two. Because once they do this, can the military then be used to round them up? Of course they can. Think about it. All these things that the deep state is doing, they're doing because the Patriots are setting the path. They're following the path. The deep state is desperate. They're the ones who can't win. They're the ones who need to put all these things in place because they're afraid, they're desperate, they're scared, they're not in control. The Patriots are the ones who are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.